baby. Another branch to add to the family tree. A twig. A bud. The past counted for nothing, he realized. Only the present had value. Wheels up then, he said, and put his foot down on the gas. On the way, they made a detour up to Rosedale Chimney Bank to stretch their legs and look at the sunset that was flooding the vast sky with a glorious palette of reds and yellows, orange and even violet. It demanded poetry, a thought he voiced out loud, and she said, "No, I don't think so. It's enough in itself." The getting of wisdom, he thought. There was another car parked up there, an older couple, admiring the view. "Magnificent, isn't it?" the man said. The woman smiled at them and congratulated the happy couple on their wedding. And Jackson said, "It's not what it looks like." 1 week earlier. Anderson Price Associates. Katya scrutinized Nadia's makeup. Nadia posed for her as if she were taking a selfie, cheeks sucked in like a corpse, mouth pouted extravagantly. "Yeah, good," Katya pronounced finally. She was the younger of the two sisters, but was by far the bossier. "They could be twins," people always said. There were 2 years and 1.5 inches between them. Katya was the smaller and the prettier of the two, although they were both petite and shared the same shade of not entirely natural blonde hair, as well as their mother's eyes, green irises encircled by grey. "Hold still," Nadia said, and brushed an eyelash off Katya's cheek. Nadia had a degree in hospitality management and worked at the Radisson Blue, where she wore a pencil-skirted suit and 2-inch heels and tidied her hair away in a tight bun while she dealt with complaining guests. People complained all the time. When she got home to her shoebox apartment, she shook her hair free and put on jeans and a big sweatshirt and walked around barefoot, and no one complained because she lived on her own, which was the way she liked it. Katya had a job in housekeeping in the same hotel. Her English wasn't as good as her older sister's. She didn't have any qualifications beyond school, and even those were mediocre, because she had spent her childhood and most of her teenage years ice skating competitively. But in the end, she just wasn't good enough. It was a cruel, vicious world, and she missed it every day. The ice rink had made her tough, and she still had a skater's figure, lithe and strong. It drove men a little crazy. For Nadia, it had been dancing, ballet. But she had given it up when their mother couldn't afford to pay for lessons for both of them. She had sacrificed her talent easily, or so it seemed to Katya. Katya was 21, living at home, and couldn't wait to fly the stifling nest. Even though she knew that a job in London would almost certainly be the same as the one she had here, making beds and cleaning toilets and pulling strangers' soapy hair out of plug holes. But once she was there, things would change. She knew they would. The man was called Mr. Price, Mark Price. He was a partner in a recruitment agency called Anderson Price Associates, APA, and had already interviewed Nadia over Skype. Nadia reported to Katya that he was attractive, tanned, a full head of attractively greying hair, like George Clooney, a gold signet ring and a heavy Rolex on his wrist, like Roger Federer. "He'd better look out. I might marry him," Katya said to her sister, and they both laughed. Nadia had emailed scans of her qualifications and references to Mark Price, and now they were waiting in Nadia's apartment for him to Skype from London again to confirm all the details and have a quick chat with Katya. Nadia had asked him if he could find work for her sister too, and he said, "Why not?" There was plenty of work in British hotels. "The problem is, no one wants to work hard here," Mark Price said.
"I want to work hard there," Nadia said.
They weren't stupid. They knew about trafficking, about people who tricked girls into thinking they were going to good jobs, proper jobs, who then ended up drugged, trapped in some filthy hole of a room, having sex with one man after another, unable to get home again because their passports had been confiscated, and they had to earn them back. APA wasn't like that. They had a professional website, all above board. They recruited all over the world for hotels, nursing homes, restaurants, cleaning companies. They even had an office in Brussels, as well as one in Luxembourg.